And one, good evening and welcome to another exciting training session at Ever Increasing Word Training Center under the apostolic governance of Apostle Leroy Thompson, Sr. Once again, I'm your instructor, Dr. Walker. It certainly has been a pleasure sharing with you for this semester out of our book, Moving in the Gifts of Revelation and Prophecy. What we're going to do this evening is we're going to review the book for our upcoming final exam for this semester. So if you pay attention, you should make 100 on your exam. So let us begin. Now, this information is coming out of the preface. The prophetic flow is tapping into the supernatural dimensions of the Spirit. In order to do this, you must be properly trained by apostolic fathers. It is also, the prophetic flow is also learning how to hear accurately the voice of the Holy Spirit and learning how to properly respond to the voice of the Holy Spirit. The prophecy gift sets the flow of the Holy Spirit's river for all of the other gifts to flow through. Now, chapter 1 is the introduction. Remedies to spiritual ignorance are apostolic teaching and revelation knowledge. The gifts are to flow through the atmosphere and the motivation of love. Other hindrances to the operation of gifts are fear and snares. That is the fear of men. That is the fear of failure. That is the fear of mistakes. And that is the fear of satanic influence, fear of poverty, and fear of the future. Intimidation. Intimidation is an act of continual harassment until the person's wall of resistance is broken and he starts to belittle and to despise what he is and what he has. The spirit of prophecy releases the testimony of Jesus the Christ directly unto us. Chapter number 2. There are 3 categories of spiritual gifts. The 3 categories of gifts are vocal gifts, which are gifts of utterance or speaking gifts. There are revelation gifts, that is gifts of knowing, or gifts of seeing or revealing. And then there are the power gifts, the gifts that are gifts of demonstration or gifts that do something. The vocal gifts are diverse kinds of tongues, the interpretation of tongues, and the gift of prophecy. Vocal gifts are tools of inspiration. They stir up and they inspire the people. They enliven worship and they release the atmosphere. And they inspire new strength to the believer's spirit. Vocal gifts help to release the power of the revealed word in revelation gifts. And the revelation gifts are the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and discerning of spirits. Revelation gifts are vehicles of revelation, and they reveal all that is hidden in the past and the present and the future. They reveal the realm of the spirit world. that is hidden to the naked eye. They reveal facts directly into our spirits. They open up our minds to the consciousness of the spirit realm. And man then becomes God conscious through revelation gifts in manifestation, through the revelation gifts that are in manifestation. The power gifts are gifts of healing, working of miracles, and the gift of faith or special faith. The power gifts are avenues of demonstration, and they reveal the power of God to heal the sick, God's sovereignty, that God can rule in all areas where the devil is presently ruling, and God's power to create. That's something to remember, God's sovereignty, God's absolute power. He's independent of all other power, any other God. Nobody can stop him. He's the supreme authority in the universe. Go ahead. The nine gifts, they are our earthly inheritance. Chapter number 3, the gift of prophecy. Naba describes human activity. It means to bubble up, it means to gush forth, or it means to pour forth. Nataph describes divine activity, and it means to drop, to fall as drops of rain. The New Testament prophet has the ability to hear or to receive directly from God into his spirit and not his mind. He has the ability to discern and to respond rightly to the word of God that is received. He deciphers the word accurately, and he needs to develop the wisdom to communicate the word received to the people present. Prophecy is a supernatural or divine utterance in a known tongue. And the five major purposes of prophecy are to edify the church, to exhort the church, to comfort the church, to convict and to convince, and that all may learn. Chapter number 4, the four realms of prophecy. When the Holy Spirit's anointing increases in the service, all can learn to prophesy one by one. The one who possesses the resident gift prophesies more regularly because he's not dependent on the external atmosphere or environment in order to prophesy. The prophecy of Scripture, which is the canon of Scripture, is the highest and the purest form of communication from God. And all prophecies should be judged by the canon of Scripture. And the four realms of prophecy is the spirit of prophecy, which is the mantle. It is the gift of prophecy, which is the resident gift. It is the ministry of the prophet, which is man in function. And the prophecy of Scripture, which is the canon of Scripture, which all other prophecies must be judged by. Chapter number 5, distinguishing, discerning, judging in the realm of prophecy. We have charismatic gifts for the building up of others, ministry gifts for the building up of the church, and we have motivational gifts for the building up of the individual. God will not overstep human responsibility, judging by the confirmation of the Spirit. Is the most subjective of all the ways of proving a prophetic word, but it is only reliable if the recipient is truly abiding and walking with God. The purpose of the prophetic word is restoration and the lifting up of the souls, but not to condemn it. The following aspects are important to judging the content of prophecy. Is it in line with the canon of Scripture? Does it line up with the testimony of Jesus Christ? Does the prophetic word uphold other Scripture? And is it in balance with the whole counsel of God's word? The reasons that we judge all prophecy because of the imperfect state of the channel through which the prophecy comes. And the New Testament prophets are functioning and operating differently to their Old Testament counterparts. Chapter number 6, important principles for effective prophesying. We should desire to prophesy because it ought to be the most commonly exercised gift in the church. All can learn to prophesy, and women should prophesy as freely as men prophesy. Prophecy as we know it is an imperfect gift because of the imperfection of the vessel. The possessor of the gift is responsible for the use or the misuse of the gift. The suppression or the release of the gift of prophecy is also left to the responsibility of the possessor. Negative response to the given word can produce negative emotions, build up in the user. God has set spiritual leadership within the church so that they can bring the saints to maturity in all aspects of Christian life. The scripture clearly teaches us that God holds the spiritual leaders accountable for the spiritual health and well-being of their flocks. The prophetic flow is God's sign of another visitation of the times of refreshing, and that progressively God will bring his people into farther rest. If we communicate in tongues to the people present, they would not be able to understand or respond. Thus, the minds of the people will remain unfruitful. Tongues with the interpretation does not equal prophecy. Gifts differ according to the grace that comes from God and faith that rises from within a believer. It takes faith to prophesy. Gifts will lose their effectiveness if used at the wrong time. And praise and worship creates an atmosphere for us to prophesy. Chapter 7, and if she keep looking at that clock, okay. Go ahead. Beginning to move in prophecy. Once the Holy Spirit has confirmed and borne witness to what we are sensing, we need to find the vocabulary necessary to communicate the message given, find the wisest way of presenting what we sense, eliminating the fear of man that pushes us back into the soulish realm. If we are the song leader and we receive a fresh direction, then consider doing the following. Prophesy according to the fresh leading and gear the congregation to move into the flow of what God is saying. Build up the prophetic flow by changing gears into a short, inspired prayer. Employ exhortation to further introduce the new direction so that no one is left out. We must be sure that most of the people are with us before we sing that inspired song. When prophets and prophetic ministers are moving very strongly in the prophetic anointing, the mantle of the spirit of prophecy can fall upon the entire congregation. Chapter number 8, various forms of prophecy. The difference between testimony and prophetic exhortation is that testimony is based on blessing, whereas prophetic exhortation is based upon the rhema word. Various forms of prophecy are prophetic oracles, prophetic exhortations, inspired prayer, prophetic singing, prophetic actions through a vision, personal prophecy, corporate prophecy, and prophecy that's in private prayer or devotion. The prophecies that come through the prophetic presbytery are of a different level than those through the gift of prophecy. They are confirmative, directive, predictive, corrective, conditional, informative, and impartative. Chapter number 9, the gift of the word of knowledge. Partial knowledge or revelation knowledge is continual in this age until the perfect comes. Love must always be the motivating factor for functioning in all of the spiritual gifts. The definition of the word of knowledge: it is the Holy Spirit's revelation of the mind of Christ concerning certain facts of the past and the present of a person. There are two realms of the gift of revelation knowledge. Illuminative revelation: it is that which enlightens, mainly the truth in the written word. It is the revelation of the word. Now, we're talking about the gift of the word of knowledge. Got a little tongue twisted, but I want you to know what we're talking about. Go ahead. Informative revelation: this realm concerns specific information that is made known to the prophets and prophetic ministers by the spirit of revelation and through the revelational gifts. The word of knowledge is a fragment of the knowledge of God, but it is a specific word that is needed for the situation or for the person that is involved. The word of knowledge is not naturally acquired knowledge. It is not divine knowledge that is acquired by long years of experiencing God's ways and workings. The revelation gifts are not vocal gifts. They only become vocal or flow through the vocal gifts when shared and spoken out. Chapter number 10, moving in the word of knowledge. How to minister the word of knowledge. First, we receive certain facts by revelation of the Holy Spirit. These facts are people related. These facts concern the past or the present happenings of their lives. We need to receive a work of confirmation within our own hearts to ascertain these facts that are received are of the Lord. We must know what to do with these revealed facts. When moving in this gift, always minister as the word of knowledge, and do not just speak it out as simple information. Sometimes the operator of this gift receives a sensation or sense of pain or a in his or her own body, especially when the word of knowledge is accompanied with the gifts of healing. The word of knowledge can come through a vision. Chapter number 11, the gift of the word of wisdom. Definition of the word of wisdom. It's the Holy Spirit's supernatural revelation of the mind of Christ concerning the future plan and purposes of God for a person, a church, or a nation. The word of wisdom is not a sanctified common sense that is reflected in the wise sayings of a natural man. It is not administrative wisdom. It is not a code of ethics on wise behavior. It is not a high degree of intellectualism. It is not deep spiritual insight or unusual understanding or the more mystical parts of God's word. When we are filled with the Holy Ghost, we should prophesy. An unrenewed mind will sow doubts, fears, and unbelief into the revealed word, thus adulterating the pure word of God. An unrenewed mind will act against God's word and revelation knowledge. When learning to minister the word of wisdom, we need to receive by revelation certain facts concerning the future plans and purposes. We need to receive a word or work of confirmation within our hearts to ascertain these facts that are received are of the Lord. We need to have a healthy mind to help bring clarity and to receive understanding concerning the future plans and purposes of God. And we need to function strongly in the word of wisdom. We need to have sound understanding of the scriptures, the principles, the ways, and the workings of God. Chapter number 12, the gift of the discerning of spirits. The definition of the gift of the discerning of spirits. It is the supernatural enablement to identify the nature and the character of spirits seen or unseen, the foundations for operating in the discerning of spirits. We need to develop spiritual sensitivity. We need to develop proper understanding of the spirit world, the ability to discern the voice of God within a believer, the importance of walking under spiritual authority and covering. Thoughts on spiritual covering. Covering is spiritual. Covering is only provided by a representative of the Lord Jesus Christ. Covering is based on relationship. Covering is provided through the local church and its ministries. Covering is binding on both parties, and covering can only be fully provided through a matured leader. Our perception of the spirit world determines the type of results we get and the type of strategies that we would employ and in spiritual warfare. The discerning of spirits is not the ability to see faults in another person. It is not a spirit of constant suspicion of another person. It is not psychological insight. It is not mind reading. It is not associated with any type of spirit phenomenon. And it is not the ability of discernment that is found in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12 and 13. Well, I hope that you enjoyed this session. We'll see you next semester. Enjoy. Good evening.